from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Hard to believe, man, but if the Texans are able to beat the Bears on Sunday, they're 7-point favorites right now, so they should beat the Bears on Sunday at home. Sunday Night Football, you can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. If they're able to do that, Seth, this will be the first time since 2016 that the Texans start a season 2-0. That's wild to think.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Because I know it hasn't been perfect over those 8 years. Not sure if you've noticed, but there have been some good years and some bad years. But they've not gotten off to a 2-0 start since the Brock Osweiler season. Brock Osweiler, despite the quarterback play that's been in some years very, very good here since Brock Osweiler, still not able to get off to a 2-0 start. But old Brockaroo got off to a 2-0 start back in 2016.
Yeah. The Brock Osweiler experience, one that I just love and enjoy reliving.
It was fun
every
for two games. I will say that I enjoyed.
There have been times with the Texans during the Bill O'Brien era where they were doing things on paper that looked good, and yet you could just tell, including the 9-game win streak they had in 2018, where I remember, you know, some people being offended, some like players or coaches on the Texans being offended that they weren't being acknowledged for having this 9-game win streak. But there was just such a flukish run and so much random stuff that happened during the 9-game win streak that you could tell it wasn't Sherman's march to the sea.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, they weren't taking the league by storm.
Yeah.
It was nice and it was cool that they had rallied back from starting off 0-3, but it just didn't feel quite the same way. I feel like if the Texans, especially if they clean up some of the sloppiness from game one, if the Texans have a convincing victory, just to, you know, slam the door shut on the Bears at home in a primetime game, it feels like a different 2-0 than the Brock Osweiler year, obviously.
Yeah. This is where we got to remind ourselves. The fact of the matter is, as much love as the Texans have been getting this offseason, largely driven by the star power they brought into the building and the fact that people love their quarterback and their coach, the nation has not gotten to see a lot of the D'Amico Ryan, CJ Stroud era. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's that, you know, the Colts game last year was the first game where they had the stage to themselves, the Week 18 Colts game. And then obviously the playoff game in Cleveland made a real impression. I think that's probably those two games, the fact that those are the first two times the Texans had the stage to themselves all year, and they were such impressive wins. Like, I know it was a close game with the Colts, but a young team like that, that hasn't been in a situation like that in a long time as a franchise to go get that win against Indy, and then dominating the Browns kind of carried the offseason. But the nation, by and large, has not seen a lot of the Ryan's Stroud edition of the Texans, you know?
Yeah, and I think that there's I can sense, too, even though for the most part the love for C.J. Stroud or the admiration for C.J. Stroud's rookie year has been pretty universal as it can get in modern days, I think that there is still more of an appreciation of C.J. Stroud by, you know, the NFL quarterbacks who are in the media now or the former coaches or what have you, because it's not necessarily highlight real stuff.
Right.
It's more just what he was able to do with the decision making and a lot of those things. And then, yes, the big primetime games at the end of the year or in the playoffs where he had the jaw-dropping numbers, especially versus the Browns, who were a very good defense last year. I think that this is where people will start to see just C.J. Stroud operating and understand some of the finer aspects of it. A lot of people that didn't watch a single Texans game in real time last year can see with it. It's the week in, week out stuff that's really impressive.
Yeah. So yeah, 2-0 would be nice, man. Nice little start. I haven't looked to see who the other AFC South teams are playing this weekend. But Texans in first place 1 week in.
Well, we have the what's Thursday night football? Oh, it's Bills versus Dolphins.
Bills Dolphins this weekend. Yep, it's Bills Dolphins. Now the one thing that is nice that they won the game is I'm looking at an article on ESPN.com right now, and they're doing it on TV too at the same time. The panic or patience meters here for all the teams that either had, you know, bad quarterback play or lost their games unexpectedly, like the Bengals. Do you think, what would the panic meter be on the Texans if they, let's say Joe Mixon gets stuffed on third and three, and the Colts get the ball back and they drive down and they get a game-winning field goal, especially if there's another big chunk play involved in it from Anthony Richardson?
Right.
What would we be feeling and saying this week leading into the Bears game?
We would say, all right, this isn't a championship defense.
Yeah.
And I think, and we can still say that.
Right.
The Texans defense and the way they played on Sunday was just too much like the Texans defense we saw last year, where, yeah, they're doing some really, really good things. The Texans run defense last year was actually very respectable, for instance, and it was respectable in the game on Sunday. It was really good in the game on Sunday. But it's the big plays. It's that you've got these coverage issues and you're allowing big plays, and that's exactly what we saw last year, that they've got to get that ironed out. If the Texans had botched that game, I don't think we'd be... So if the Texans had lost the game, I don't think we'd be as worried about the blocked punt, because the Texans special teams have been very good consistently, including in 2021 and 2022.
For sure.
I don't think we're as worried about that. We're worried about the big plays on the defense. And I am currently worried about the big plays that the Texans allowed on defense.
Yeah, I am too. I definitely am. I think, you know, if the game had played out the way I just illustrated right there, I think I'd be just as concerned that they couldn't pick up the third and three at the end of the game, that they had to give the ball back. You know, that to me, because that is my favorite takeaway from the Colts game. Out of all the good stuff that happened in that game, there's a lot of good, there were some bad. But the thing that has me feeling the best is when they needed to close the game, they closed the game. There were so many of those close games last year, Seth, that ended with the defense having to make the play at the end of the game. Jimmy Ward has to make an interception. Steven Nelson has to make an interception. They got to knock a ball down against the Cardinals. You know, because the offense couldn't stay on the field in the fourth quarter because they couldn't run the football when they needed to run the football. That would be the thing for me. Like, if they had to give the ball back to the Colts, it'd be like, all right, cool rushing offense for the first 3.5 quarters, but when the other team knows you need to run the football, you weren't able to get it done. But they were able to get it done. So
I haven't even really done the experiment yet to really try to put myself in the position, okay, if the Texans lose that game in the fashion that you just laid out, would I be the calm, cool, and collected one right now, or would I be the one that's like, this is what happens when you have guys that don't show up in training camp, when you don't address the safety position in the offseason? That's probably the one. Was all right, Jimmy Ward did not have a great game when it came to the big plays. You have to credit Anthony Richardson with making some of those throws too.
Sure.
It's not like Jimmy Ward was so far out of position or had gotten toasted so bad. Part of it was that Anthony Richardson made great plays, but does Justin Simmons perhaps make a play on those balls? I would worry about that. But Kalen Bullock played 25 snaps in that game, and I'll be surprised if he doesn't get more than 25 snaps in this next game.
Well,
I think that they really like Kalen Bullock, and that Kalen Bullock is really showing that they had a good assessment on him so far.
Dude, 100%. They love Kalen Bullock over there. They love Kalen Bullock. And we should contextualize the 25 snaps, because some people may go, 25 snaps, that's not a lot. The Colts only had 45 snaps.
So
Kalen Bullock played over half the snaps defensively in that game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a frustrating thing about that win is that's a pretty good indication of how dominating the Texans were physically in the on both sides of the ball. The fact that the Colts only had 45 plays in that game.
Right.
By the way, as a defensive player, man, when you only have 45 snaps in a game, you feel like you didn't play a game at all. It's awesome. You're so fresh after a game. You kind of feel like you, especially a guy like Will Anderson, probably feels like you kind of want to go out and run some wind sprints just to get some of the energy out of you so you can sleep well that night. Well, it's a nice, in terms of staying healthy for the entire season, yeah. As many times as you can hold the offense to 45 plays as possible, it pays dividends at the end of the
year.
Does
that factor into this Sunday's game for you at all, like the carryover effect from that, or is it still too early in the season for that to
be
a thing?
Yeah, I think it's probably too early in the season. Yeah. If anything, I might be like, I wish they'd gotten some more reps to get fine-tuned.
And for Will and Daniil, I mean, they're both obviously really good team guys and unselfish players. If I'm either of them, especially early in the season, I'm like, kind of would rather play 65 snaps and maybe get a chance to get, you know, a sack and a half or something like that here. Fewer snaps, fewer sacks.
My honest play on Danielle Hunter was I just love the fact that twice in a row he's got Anthony Richardson, nervously kind of flexing the fingers in his throwing hand because Daniil got a piece of his throwing hand.
Yeah,
so for
the
injury-prone Anthony Richardson, those might have been, through the course of the season, it's a little stuff like that where Anthony Richardson just, he very rarely finishes football games. That's what he does. Good for him for finishing that football game.
Good job, Anthony Richardson. Second time in his career.
They did only have 45 snaps. Yeah, let's see how he does with 70 snaps in a game.
Baby steps. Yeah. Someone texts in, here's the AFC South slate for Sunday. Obviously, Texans-Bears on Sunday Night Football, a game you can hear on Sports Radio 610. Colts are at the Packers. Ah, that's just like the Colts to catch Malik Willis at quarterback for the Packers. That sucks. Jets-Titans. So the Titans have the Jets at home. I think the Jets get back on track in that one.
Titans defense looked pretty damn good, though.
It did look
versus Caleb Williams. So that's Aaron Rodgers. If that Titans defense plays the same way they did against Sean, wait until you see. I'm going to send you some clips later of the Bears interior offensive line. Oh my God!
Yes, send.
It was disgusting. Okay. I told you earlier. It was like they were. It was like they were wearing clown shoes with galoshes on the clown shoes.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was really, really bad. And I don't know if it's because the Titans made them look that way or if they're that genuinely bad.
Colts, Packers. So Colts catch a backup quarterback. Jets, Titans. So the Jets catch Will Levis. And the worst one is the Jags are at the Browns, and they catch the worst quarterback in football, Deshaun Watson. So Texans need to win, man. Got to win. Well, Texans get Caleb Williams, who is no great shakes. Boy, that is a... That is a interesting slate of quarterbacks right there.
The quarterbacks that we looked at in terms of the formidable roster of quarterbacks the Texans will face this season.
Yeah.
I included Anthony Richardson in that because even if Anthony Richardson is horrible as an NFL quarterback, on any given Sunday, he's going to scare the hell out of you like he did the Texans. But Jordan Love and his injury comes into play.
We'll see. Let's factor that. This kind of plays into what I want to talk about in the next segment, the quarterback stock market out there. How's it looking for the Texans after week one? Our quarterback looks great. We look like a blue chipper. How's the rest of the schedule and some of the quarterbacks we're interested in looking? It's kind of funny. We'll get a laugh. You'll get a chuckle. It's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.